The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what do you say about the 23rd Psalm? You know, I think in all the world, there are no more cherished words than these. We say them at the most tender of times, don't we? We say them at gravesides. We say them next to hospital beds. We say them in the rooms of the infirmed. And in the most dreadful times of our life, we use these words. We go back to them. They're that important to us. Perhaps some of you, like me, memorize these words so that they can be said over and over and over and over again to remind us, the Lord is my shepherd. Has it occurred to you that unless you specify otherwise, those words are likely to be read at your funeral? Mine too. It will be read as a comfort to loved ones, a reminder that the Lord is our shepherd. In life, in death, the Lord is our shepherd. And maybe, just maybe, it will give them, your loved ones, a picture of heaven in some way. I hope it will be true for mine. I remember times in my life when I went back to these particular words, and I think back at some of the most tragic times in the history of my life. We, on 9/11, had a prayer room set up at North Riverside Baptist Church in Newport News. And on the chancel in the prayer room was the 23rd Psalm. Everyone in the church signed up to come and pray. And we prayed for almost 36 hours straight. And every single person that entered that room prayed that prayer. That's how we started. So I'm a little hesitant to preach on the 23rd Psalm. I mean, what more can you add, right? What more can you give to this? But still, I'd like to show you something that I hope it will be helpful as we consider these words. If you look closely, you'll see that the 23rd Psalm moves. It moves. It moves from here to here to here to here. And there's in this movement a sort of understanding about God's direction in our life. Its movement and shifting, it tells us something that is tremendous in its change in our living. It begins in these lush colors and fragrance. It's green grass. Can you see it? I want you to close your eyes and just picture this beautiful grass field. Can you see it? Just close your eyes and just imagine the most beautiful, lush grass field. And by the field, there is a flowing river. Can you hear it? Sweet, cool water. A place in the grass to lie down and rest. And then through the grass, there's a pathway. Can you see it? It's a path that goes into the woods. It's nice, isn't it? Okay, open your eyes. Sorry to take you away from that. It's beautiful, isn't it? In the midst of it all, there is a figure, is a shepherd. And a shepherd is providing everything we need. The shepherd is the provider. And who is the perfect provider? We answer, the Lord is our shepherd. He gives us all we need, everything we need. And this also implies, however, that we're a bit like sheep. I don't know if you're ready for this part. I hope you don't mind being compared to a sheep. But it's not the most flattering, is it, to be compared to a sheep? But that's what we're compared to. Sheep are dumb. They're obstinate. They can't see very far ahead of them. Did you know that? They're pretty much blind. They run into things all the time. Anybody here run into things all the time? Yeah, all the time. They have a propensity to panic. Anybody here have a propensity to panic when the least of things go wrong? And they also, because of their, well, they fall into places and they get stuck. Anybody fall into places and get stuck? Yeah. And for the most part, sheep are just clueless. I mean, there's a whole lot more to be said about them than that, and the Bible says a whole lot more about us, but much better than that, fortunately. But I have to say, I look at the image of a dumb sheep, and I see a fair likeness of myself. You? Yeah. In the churches I grew up in, sometimes the preacher would say, and all the people said, and we'd say, yeah, there you go. You got it. We're all like sheep. Amen. Today, that's what I would say. And I would probably say, and all the people say, bah. You can do it. Okay. And all the people said, there, you've even got it. You've got the sheep down. Welcome to the truth. And the Lord is our shepherd. That's good news. We're surrounded by the perfect provisions that God gives us of His love. One of my favorite hymn actually kind of speaks of it. All I have needed, your hand has provided. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Not all I want, but all I need, God gives me. God's generous. We're lacking in really nothing that finally matters, are we? Our shepherd has given us everything in the end. Everything. God is generous. We've got wonderful green pastures and rest by still waters and restored to life, and we've got a good path that we can journey on. The problem is, it all disappears. Suddenly it all vanishes. No more green pastures, no more beautiful waters, no more beautiful path. It's all gone. And where are we? We've moved, haven't we, from that beautiful place to this horrid place. The valley of darkness. Our Bible gets it wrong to a degree. The Hebrew text does not say valley of the shadow of death. It says valley of the darkest shadow. Valley of the darkest shadow. The truth is, in this human life, there can be no shadow that's darker than dying. There are stretches of human life that hold tremendous dread for us. Bottomless grief, maybe mistakes that we've made, or miserable confusion or pain that we've experienced, or pain that we've caused. And in those places, more often than not, I don't see any shepherd. It's hard for me to see the good things in life. It's the darkest of places. And I'm walking blind here. So where was the valley of darkness for you? You've been there, haven't you? If you haven't, you will be. Let me just say, those places change us. Dark experiences change. It changes how we think. It ought to. The psalm changes language at this point. Before this, if you'll notice, the speech was about God. It's like this happy child that's pointing everything everywhere. Oh, look at the green grass. Look at the beautiful water. Look at the wonderful road. Look at the... And it's all the beautiful things, and it's a child pointing at all the good things. And then all of a sudden, the child grows up, and the innocence is gone, isn't it? And the darkness comes. This is how God is for us as children. But now the lights are out. And the language in the text shifts. It talks first about God, and then it whispers words towards God. Did you notice that? In the dark. Sunshine testimonies give way to prayer. God, are you with me? God, I can't see you right now. You still there? Where are you, God? In the dark shadows, our speech changes. Sometimes it's reduced just to silence, cold silence. Sometimes it's voiced in a prayer, God, where are you? And all of this. So how do you get through those times? Can you get over it? Or do you just get through it? Well, let me just say this. You do get through it, but not quickly. It's slow. Really slow. One step at a time. And we take tiny steps. And we say primal prayers if we dare. God, where are you? You with me? Sometimes we clench our teeth and we say those words. Maybe in outreaching trust. God, I want you to be here. I want to trust. And maybe in that trust, with that sense that there just ahead of us is this presence moving, staff and strong hand, perfectly knowing the way through. Not relying on what's visible, we're thrown back to trusting that presence that will somehow give us enough, just enough, even here until we can make it out. And we do come out. Please hear me say this. We do come out. We can't see our progress along the way. It's in the nature of the dark that you can't see progress. That's pretty much true, isn't it? But the tunnel does come to an end. And you turn in the bend and there's a light and you emerge. But the one thing is, the dark valley now is gone and the light has emerged. But you don't emerge the same. You get changed, as it should be. Your eyes adjust and you realize you're standing in a whole new light, and what you see now has new features, new relationships. Here's the finest scene of the 23rd Psalm. I don't want you to miss this. It's beautiful. We come out of the dark and the movement progresses from the darkness and you have a whole new vision. Do you see the new vision? We started as sheep content with simple gifts, right? And now we blink our eyes. We've come through the darkness, and what do we see? We see this table. It's heaped high with a feast. Are you seeing it? A goblet filled for us. And oil to anoint us like royalty. And rising behind it all is God's own house. Wow. And there's a room there just for us. Wow. Are you getting this? You've graduated from a sheep to a celebrated guest. You're now a member into the full family of God. And folks, that's a promotion, isn't it? Huh? You're now a member in the full family of God. And the relationship changes too. The one we've seen rightly as shepherd, we now see as a gleaming host. We hear invitations now to take our place at God's own table, to be in God's own house. And when there's this final vision, well, it's the final gladness that's to come. Some have already passed through it, haven't they? We remember them now, don't we? At the final feast in the full presence of God. Imagine that. Wow. And we await the day when we'll stand in that light and with that final feast. I think this picture also has application for the lives we're living right now. To keep moving through the dark valleys, to keep little steps, to keep trusting the presence that's beyond us and that we can't see, and knowing that one day we're going to emerge again and be changed. Old wants and assumptions are going to fall away, and we're going to stride into this freedom of new light and gladness and into the presence of the generous host. By the shepherd, we move to the host who welcomes us into his home. Did you hear about the kid who misheard the 23rd Psalm? He heard, "The Lord is my chauffeur. I shall not walk." That's what the psalm is about, moving. moving from this place to this place to this place. It's through green pastures. It's by the still waters. It's on a good path. It's following the shepherd. It's keep following. Even in the darkness, you keep following. You can't see very clearly, but you keep following. More radical trust. And then invited into the fullest communion with God, you step forward and say in new ways how much God loves you and how God cares for you and how God provides for you in life and in death. Right? And here is the shepherd who provides every good gift. He will restore our soul. He will give us a good path. And if we trust and follow, bountiful life now and forevermore. So where are you on the journey? Are you lying in the grass? Wow. It's nice. Listening to the waters. Are you going through the dark valley? Are you waiting to come out? Maybe you've come through. And you've seen the light on the other side. Follow the shepherd all the way, won't you? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you for that. Let's pray together. Oh Lord God, you say to your children, welcome, enter my joy. You care for us in every time of celebration and sadness. You guide and direct us in life, and you know us by name. We praise you, and we thank you, and we honor you by our worship this day. Help us to follow. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We come to the place in our service where it's an opportunity for you to respond to the invitation to life. John 10:10 is my favorite verse. Some of you know that. Jesus tells us why he came. You know what he says? He says, I came that you might have life. And that you might have life abundantly. Isn't that beautiful? And the one who conquered death can certainly conquer anything in life, can't he? If you've not accepted God's love in your heart for yourself, I hope that you will. That's the invitation. If you're walking along the path and you're not quite sure where you're going right now and you simply need to pray, I stand at the front to pray with you. And if you're looking for a place where you can be a part of a church family, we're just a bunch of sheep, but you're welcome to join us. We'd love to have you with us. In whatever way God may be leading, hope you'll respond.